Last week, Hezbollah media chief Mohammad Afif was assassinated by the Zionist regime in a building belonging to the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party in the capital Beirut. Ali Hejazi, the secretary general of the party in Lebanon, elaborated on the Israeli crime to Al Mayadeen News Network, saying, "The attack on our office came after successive threats against us since the beginning of the war. The targeted building was used by the party and there were civilians in it. We held many meetings in this building during the war, and this building was known to everyone." Confirming the martyrdom of Afif, Hejazi said that Hezbollah media chief was in the building by accident. According to him, the purpose of such attacks is to silence the media and political voice of the resistance because it severely annoys them. Hejazi further said, "We are backer of resistance and this resistance will win, with or without us." Haj Muhammad Afif did not fight with arms or command a military unit, rather he just led a media unit. Hezbollah issued a statement confirming the martyrdom of Afif in the path of resistance and considered him an outstanding mujahid. The resistance movement also stressed the continuation of the path of martyrs, saying that the memory of the martyrs will never be forgotten and the Zionist army will pay a heavy price for its crimes. Indeed, afraid of the publication of its crimes by the media, which has so far killed nearly 200 journalists in Lebanon and Gaza, the Zionist regime saw Afif as posing a serious barrier to its evil plots. One of the important reasons that motivated the Zionist ringleader to assassinate Afif was that Hezbollah's official, with his skills in media and speech, and holding numerous news conferences, did not allow the psychological and propaganda goals of the Zionists to come fruition. After the pager explosion in mid-September and the assassination of Hezbollah command network, he also published valid and timely news reports of the state of coherence and stability of Hezbollah and its failed successes to provide the necessary psychological defense to the Lebanese public opinion against the enemy media offensive. At a time when the Zionist regime was threatening to assassinate Hezbollah officials every day, Afif, without fear of the threats, appeared in the public and gave the most decisive speeches against the enemy. By doing this, he showed that, unlike the leaders of Tel Aviv, who are taking shelter tens of meters underground or have taken refuge in safe places, this Hezbollah official was like a soldier on the front line of the struggle against the enemy, showing that the threats of the enemy do not stop the Hezbollah officials from continuing the battle against the occupation. On the other hand, the Zionist public opinion mainly does not trust the censored news from Zionist sources and follows the battlefield situation from the Hezbollah leaders. Research conducted in May by two Israeli academic figures shows that since October 7th, the Zionist media have suffered a general distrust, and according to polls, only about 20% of residents of the occupied territories trust Israeli mainstream media. Therefore, it should be said that Afif, at the top of media front of Hezbollah, set up a major obstacle ahead of the Zionist cabinet for psychological management of the critical domestic scene, especially growing criticism against the continuation of the war on the northern front with Lebanon. Therefore, the Israeli found no other way than his assassination. But certainly, with the assassination of Afif, the Lebanese resistance's voice will not be silenced.